Amen. The only thing I want to add to that is that when we say for an offering, we really do mean that. And what I had in mind, and I guess I've always felt this way, is I realize in a congregation like this, you know, there are people with, there are folks on a fixed income, like my mother. She's 93 years old, lives on about $1,100 a month, and with a lot of medication, and you know how that is. And there are folks on a fixed income. There may be a man here today with no income, may unemployed, and that's why we do that. I don't want anybody to leave and say, you know, I'd like to have one of those CDs, but I just couldn't afford it. And so there may be somebody having a rough time, and you can't give much. I want to tell you that'll be enough. Whatever you can give, it'll be enough. And I want to just give you this illustration of how God makes up the difference. We were in a church, and this has happened. I could tell you several stories, but not long ago, we were in a church in Illinois, down in the southern part, and we had our CDs out on the table, and a man came by. He looked normal. Now, you'll always have some folks that are having a little trouble, but, you know, and I've had one lady in Sioux City, Iowa, came by. She showed her, she had a handful of CDs, and she showed her pastor and said, "Look what my man got me." And he said, "How much did you give for those?" "Got them all for $5. A handful of CDs for $5. He said, "Well, it cost them more than that to make them, and they didn't even get their money out of that." And she said, "He done good, didn't he?" Her man had got her a Kmart special. But you know what? I don't worry about that, and here's why. We were in this church, and a man came by. He looked normal. He said, "How much are these CDs?" I said, "They're for an offering, whatever you'd like to give." So he pulled out 35 cents, and he handed it to me. Then I realized he wasn't normal. But 35 cents, took a CD, and went on his way. But then two or three people came through the line, and then came a farmer that we knew. I'll tell you who it was Rex Ham. We were in his church. He's down there in Colchester. And Rex Ham came through. He picked up two or three CDs, and handed me a $100 bill. Now, that's what I'm saying. God makes up the difference. He really does. And so I just want you to know that. Of course, after we sing here in a moment, not many of you will want a CD. I realize that. But you got to realize on those CDs out there, we've got reinforcements now. We've got our family helping us on most of them. And even on the one that was just two of us, we went back and added some harmony. You know, added a third part with another track on the recording. So it sounds like a trio on most of the songs. But we're going to do the best we can. Start out with a song called God's Going to Do the Same for You and Me. Do you recall that certain chapter when Pharaoh's men were after all of Israel and they made God's people flee? God drowned Pharaoh's plan. The children crossed upon dry land. And I believe God's going to do the same for you and me.
I believe He is what others just think He was. They suppose He did. I know He still does. And I'm holding to the promise where two or three agree. God's going to do the same for you and me.
Does anybody believe that this morning? I believe it. Amen. Well, He has healed His sons and daughters, made the wine out of water. He was there when Peter walked on the raging sea. He's the one who feeds the sparrow, and He put the meal in the widow's barrel. And I'm telling you, God's going to do the same for you and me.
I believe He is what others just think He was. They suppose He did. I know He still does. And I'm holding to the promise where two or three agree. God's going to do the same for you and me. God's going to do the same. Praise His holy name. God's going to do the same for you and me.
Amen. Amen. Well, now, that was a little bit too high for me. I wake up in the morning, I'm a bass singer. It's a truth. I could sing bass with any quartet in the morning. And then as the day goes on, my voice rises some. And finally, I get to a place where I've got to sing. I'm a baritone, really. And But when you're singing with your wife, you got to sing higher. You know, in order to have any kind of a blend, you got to sing higher than my voice range really is. So bear with me. We lowered that song a little bit to sing it here in the morning. And Mr. Soundman, if anything's coming out of this, is that a volume control? I'm not hearing this. Let's see. You hear that? I'm not hearing anything come out. Are you now? We'll sing another song. I realize there's a volume control there. Duh. And I should have turned that up. Amen. Now we'll try that. All right. I love sound men. I thank God for sound men. Some people hate them. But I thank God. That's the most unappreciated job in fundamentalism. And the only time they get any attention is when something goes wrong. The only time. Then ever head in the building looks up at them. But God bless you, fellas, I tell you. I appreciate it. Amen. Now, I believe that song we just sang. We don't just sing songs because they sound good. I like songs with a little bit of pep in them, and I like songs with some joy in them. We need the joy of the Lord. You know it? And one of the best things you could ever do is listen to some happy music. I've heard some tapes, they were good. CDs, they were good. But I'm telling you, just song after song, just slow and slow and slower. And some of our songs are slow, but I like some songs with a little pizzazz once in a while, don't you? And the joy of the Lord, we need it so much. We've sung to Independent Baptists now for decades. And we've been singing full-time, you know, traveling on the road for 12 years. And I don't see a lot of the joy of the Lord, you know, on the faces of God's people while we're up singing. It may be the way we sound, but we try to do the best we can. Amen. Well, we're going to sing a song that I know Brother Angel loves this song, and we sang it in the conference here. It's a song about Job and what he went through and how he faced the greatest trial of his life, and probably a greater trial than any of us would ever face. And in the midst of the darkest hour, Job said, "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away." And he said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." You know, I'm sure you know that anybody can praise God when the sun's shining and when everything's, amen, the blessings are flowing, plenty of money, and the bills are paid, and good health. Anybody can praise God then. But I'm telling you, when the bottom falls out of life, and you can still say, "Blessed be the name of the Lord," I believe that's when this world sees something they don't have. And that's when God sees something that blesses His heart as He sits on His throne in heaven. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
As the sun rose that morning on the day of Job's trial, he rose up to serve God as any other day, bound and determined to live in God's favor. Nothing would stand in his way. Then the messengers came one by one with their stories. In just a few moments, Job lost all he had. Great wealth and riches, the health of his body, even his children were dead. The Lord giveth, he taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I served him before and I'll serve him today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then his wife came before him to voice her opinion. She said, "You should end it. Just curse God and die."
Job rose from the ashes and looked toward the heavens.
He brushed back the tears from his eyes.
The Lord giveth, he taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I served him before and I'll serve him today. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
When troubles come suddenly, blessed be the name. When storm winds blow violently, blessed be the name. When Satan comes oppressing me, blessed be the name. I'll still serve God faithfully, blessed be the name. The Lord giveth, He taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I served Him before and I'll serve Him today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I served Him before and I'll serve Him today. Blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. That's my favorite song to sing. I could get up here and sing that 10 times and I'd be blessed. I could sing it through the whole Sunday school hour. And I guess it's because it's so special to me. We heard a family sing it in Wisconsin and it touched my heart. And I said, we got to learn that song. So we got the tape. They made us a CD of it. And I was listening to it. We hadn't learned the song yet. But it was in my mind. And you know, the morning that our daughter, I know you heard about our daughter Charity, who 2 years ago on Valentine's Day gave birth to twins. And they lived a few minutes, but they couldn't make it. They were too premature. But the morning that happened, God woke me up 2:30 in the morning. And that song going over and over in my mind. I had no idea why. I just knew I couldn't go back to sleep. And I got up and I prayed for all my children. That's a good thing when you can't sleep. Pray. Pray. Maybe somebody's in trouble. At 4 o'clock, the phone rang. And it was my son-in-law, Brother Joe. I'm trying to get in the habit of calling him Brother Joe. He's my pastor now. I don't know if we can go to Brother Brown or not, but I've seen that many times when the son takes over from the father, he retains the first name. I've seen that happen a lot. It always happens in the South. But, you know, he's been Brother Joe. But Brother Joe was on the other end of the line, and he said, we're on the way to the hospital with Charity, and it looks bad. And, well, I could take the rest of the Sunday school and tell you the story of God's grace and what God did. And you know, Brother Joe said he was standing there beside Charity's bed. And he said, I was beginning to say, God, why? He said, I'm just thinking it in my heart. We're serving You. We're trying so hard to serve You. And why is this happening? I'm sure it was like a nightmare. And he said he leaned over the bed to say something to Charity. She looked up, and we almost lost Charity. It was that bad. She looked up, and in a very weak voice, she said, Joseph, God's way is the best way. Whew. You know what she was saying? She was in her own way saying, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then they got up on Wednesday night after that ordeal happened on a Saturday. They got up on Wednesday night and they sang in our church a solo, a duet. They got up and sang a special, Even in the Valley, God is Good. And then on Sunday, they started a Sunday school class. I mean, the very next Sunday after that happened, 1 week before that, they started a Sunday school class called The New Beginnings. And they attracted people who were hurting. They attracted people who were down. And they started coming to that class, and it grew and grew and grew. And it's a growing class there at Marion Avenue today. And God is good. God is so good. One of these days, we'll be done with this old veil of tears. We'll be done with this thing called death, and we'll be done with sorrow. And this song says it all, one of these days.
I've traveled this road of life so long, kinda getting tired and I wanna go home. I'm gonna leave in the twinkling of an eye, one of these days. I've seen a lot of things in this world below. There's nothing for me that will last, I know. I'm going to a place where we'll never grow old, one of these days.
One of these days it will be all over for me. I won't have to fight the battles that keep raging in my mind.
One of these days I'll see Jesus, the one who died for me. It'll be worth it all, I know, one of these days.
Amen. Now, if anybody in here today hadn't said amen yet, this would be a good place to say amen on this verse. Amen. Now the devil is a liar and he tried to fool me, caused a lot of pain and agony, but Jesus will stop him for eternity one of these days. Amen. For Jesus has saved me cause I trusted his name, made me his child, washed me pure and clean, gave me sweet peace, and he'll make me complete one of these days.
One of these days it will be all over for me. I won't have to fight the battles that keep raging in my mind. One of these days I'll see Jesus, the one who died for me. It'll be worth it all, I know, one of these days. It'll be worth it all, I know, one of these days.
One of these days. One of these days.
Amen. Amen. Boy, I like that song. That was too high for me. I guess you could tell. I was trying to get away from the microphone. Trying to get away from the mic on those high notes. I didn't want to hurt you. But that one was too high. That's an afternoon song. But I just felt like singing it. I thank you for bearing with me. If you get the CD, it'll sound better than that. I promise you. Because Faith Music Missions, they've got machinery now. If you don't hit the right note, they can bend your voice where it comes up to the right note. They can actually do that. And they helped us out a lot on that CD. But I believe on that one, I let my wife come back and do the harmony on the higher part I was trying to sing there. And I came in and did a low baritone where I was comfortable on that one. Well, this morning, you know, we're like everybody in this room today. We've got some heartaches today, and we've got a burden today. But I said to my wife this morning, I said, "Honey, how do you feel?" And you know what she said? She said, "Determined." She said, "Determined." And I know what she meant. Determined to serve God. Determined to go on saying, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." And determined to get our prayers answered. And get from God what we need today. I hope this is appropriate, Brother Terry. But could my wife give a little testimony? Amen. I just want her to do that.
I had the privilege of growing up in a preacher's home. We just had this preacher's conference here. And I am so thankful for the heritage that I've had. My dad has been a pastor of a church that he started in southern Indiana 47 years ago, all these years, and that's the testimony of faithfulness that I've had, that I've watched all these years. And I grew up, when I was a little girl, my dad was memorizing the book of Revelation, trying to. I don't think he accomplished it, but he memorized a lot of it. And during that time, because he was doing that, he preached a lot out of the book of Revelation. And so I was just a little bitty girl hearing my dad preach about the Lord coming back and about the tribulation period and all these things that awful that were going to happen on the earth after the Lord was gone and took all the Christian people out. And I know my dad, he always tells the truth. And so I was hearing those messages, and I got under such conviction of the Lord. Just a little bitty girl, I was probably 6 or 7 years old, and I had these thoughts about Jesus coming back, and I knew I wasn't saved. And I was small enough that I could get by with going to sleep in church, and I didn't get in trouble for it. But I would always wake up at the invitation time, and my heart was just pounding, and I knew it's because I was lost, and I knew that I was not going to go to heaven. And I have one brother that's 5 years older than me. And I really didn't know if he was saved or not, but I sure hoped he was. Wasn't, because I thought, if he's not saved, if my brother's not saved, I can make it through the tribulation period because I'll have my brother with me. And a little kid has funny thoughts, but I would wake up. I had heard that scripture about the Lord's voice sounding from heaven, you know, like thunder, saying, "This is my son." So every time it thundered, I was terrified. I thought the Lord was coming back right then, and that was his voice. We lived in a little trailer at the time. My brother and I were real small, and so we shared a room. And every time it would thunder, I'd look over at his bed and see if he was still there. And I was so sure the Lord was coming back. And I'm so thankful that the Lord kept dealing with me and dealing with me. And finally, I don't know why in the world I put off being saved and lived in fear like that for so long. And I don't really know why I'm telling this big, long story, unless maybe some of you have kids and maybe it'll help you give a little insight into what's going on in their minds that you don't know. But my mom and dad didn't know I was under conviction like that. And I can remember finally one Sunday morning when I was 9 years old, I was sitting there in that church service and I thought, I am sick of living in fear like this. And I don't know why I kept putting the Lord off and putting him off, but I just decided I've had enough of this. And I went to the altar that night, that morning, and gave my heart to the Lord. And I've never regretted it for one single second. The only thing that I regret is that I didn't do it the very first time he dealt with my heart. But he's kept me out of so much trouble. And since I gave my heart to him when I was a little girl, I don't have one of these flamboyant testimonies, you know, of all that stuff that people get into. And I'm thankful that I don't. And the Lord has been so good to me. He's been the dearest friend that anybody could ever have in the whole world. And I don't know you people. I don't know anybody here except the angels and the Johnsons. But if you don't know the Lord, today is the perfect day to meet him.
Amen.
Have you stood in the night with trials all around? You've called family and friends, but peace can't be found. It troubles you so, no one seems to know what to say or do. But please don't forget, it's not over yet. There is hope for you when we pray. The door to heaven will open. The Father is moved when words of faith are spoken. All of heaven stands at attention when the name of Jesus is mentioned. He hears every word we say when we pray. There have been so many times when life's in despair, saw the light come shining through by the power of prayer. For when we pray with childlike faith, it touches the Father's heart, and you'll see his hand reaching again. Troubled waters will part when we pray. The door to heaven will open. The Father is moved when words of faith are spoken. All of heaven stands at attention when the name of Jesus is mentioned. He hears every word we say when we pray. When we pray.
Amen. All right, I'm going to get this guitar, and just in case we have any Kentuckians in here today, I'll get the guitar.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. I feel liberty here today. I really do. You never know. I've been in services before, and I was surprised as we get up to sing, and it just seemed like it's just the Spirit of the Lord's not moving. And boy, I want to sit down as quick as I can. When that happens, Brother Angel said,
You just do whatever. You could sing the whole time, sing and testify. The reason I do that, I talk between the songs, is because I am a preacher. But once you get known as a singer, you never get away from that. And you go to a lot of meetings where you don't get to preach. And all you do is the singing. And so I slip some preaching in anyway. Whether they ask for it or not, I preach anyway. I may not get all wound up, but I found a way here. Amen. I believe we'll sing that song, "I Found a Better Way." Huh? Oh, it's high? Oh, she just warned me. That's a high one. Maybe we'll sing that. Maybe that's not the perfect will of God. I'll tell you what, we'll give it a try anyway. I love this because when the Lord saved my soul, and you got to understand, I know somebody might have been saying, well, why didn't her parents just lead her to the Lord when she's a little girl? And you got to understand this. Her mom and dad came out of the mountains of Tennessee, Alvin York country. They knew Alvin York. And they came out of those mountains of Tennessee, old country churches, where they have the mourner's bench. And they call people to the mourner's bench, and that's where they get saved. That's exactly what they thought, you know, and they've led people to the Lord in their homes, you know, since then. But they felt strong, and I feel strong, too, about conviction. That a person needs to be under conviction. We've almost gotten away from that word in some independent Baptist churches, you know. But I believe in old-time conviction, where God shows you that you're lost. I've started it when I'm soul winning, you know. Before I get somebody to try to come to the Lord, I'll say, now, do you realize you deserve to go to hell? Do you deserve to go to hell? If they don't know they deserve to go to hell, they're not ready to be saved. I believe that. But when the Lord saved me, I was 15. I fought it longer than she did. And when I got saved, though, the Lord changed my life. I didn't know that verse was in the Bible. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. But I experienced it before I knew it was in the Bible. But I became a new creature. Oh, don't look for me to go where I used to go before. I don't go there anymore. I've found a better way. And don't look for me to say the things I used to say before. I don't say them anymore. I've found a better way. Oh, I've found a better way, brighter paths for my feet. My heart has joy so sweet. I've found a better way. Well, since I've found a church, and I've found a place to pray, and there I've found the Lord, I've found a better way. Oh, don't look for me to be just like I used to be, for there's been a change in me. I've found a better way. Well, I may not walk so proud, and I may not boast so loud, but I'm bound for heaven now. I've found a better way. Oh, I've found a better way, brighter paths for my feet. My heart has joy so sweet. I've found a better way. Well, since I've found a church, and I've found a place to pray, and there I've found the Lord, I've found a better way. And there I've found the Lord, I've found a better way. Amen. You were right. That was high. That was a high one. I got to make me a list of low songs, you know, morning songs. Amen. I want to sing this song. I thank God for your pastor. I thank God for this church. I thank God for your stand on the King James Bible. I just want to say that today. Thank God for our King James Bible. It is the inspired Word of God. It is the preserved Word of God. Every word of God is pure. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And what kind of a God would he be if he said, live by every word, and we didn't have them? God preserved them for us in our King James Bible. And I know Brother Angel has taken a stand for that, and I appreciate him so much. I'll tell you how much I love him. We were sitting in the service when Brother Brown got up and said he was going into evangelism. And he said, well, you're going to have to find another pastor. And I'll tell you, the first thought that hit my mind, now I make somebody mad here today, no doubt. And I don't blame you. I'd get mad too. But the first thought that came to my mind was Terry Angel. That's the first thought. Would God send him back here? Now don't get upset. We know now that Brother Joe Brown was God's choice. We know that, and I think he'll be there for many years. But the first thought that hit my mind was Brother Terry Angel. That's how much we love him, and every time we've ever heard him preach, he's fed our soul. God's using him. But I appreciate his stand that he's taken, and I love this song. Are we out of time? We've got time for one more? Okay. The blessed old book. It's a well of pure water when I'm thirsty and dry, and bread when I'm hungry and worn. When the battle is raging, it's my faithful sword, a shelter from life's troubled storm. It's a light to my pathway, a lamp to my feet, when this world gets so dark I can't see. And I'm not made a change in one word that it said, but it sure made a change in thee. This blessed old book that I hold in my hand, it's true from beginning to end. It's the solid when I think what it cost, think about this now. When I think what it cost just to hold in my hand, I'm reminded I owe a great debt to all of the martyrs who'd go to the stake and quote it with their dying breath. Now its critics are many, believers are few, but one thing I've found to be true: if you find when you read it that there's something wrong, there's something wrong with you. This blessed old book that I hold in my hand, it's true from beginning to end. It's the solid solid foundation where I firmly stand. Sin kept me from it, now it keeps me from sin. Amen. Amen. Is that enough, brother? I think so. Stop on a good note. Amen.
Amen. That's a blessing, wasn't it? I could listen to them all day, and do sometimes in my car. Now that you've heard them, I hope that you'll get the CDs. Put them in your vehicle, and I guess get modernized. Put them on your iPods and your MP3 players, and you can take it with you all the time. Man, I tell you what, mowing grass around the house, I know I look retarded, but I put those MP3 player, I put those earplugs in my ear, but I can't hear because the mower's so loud. So I put earmuffs on top of my earplugs, so I'm mowing the grass in 100 degree heat with earmuffs on. But I listen to good music, amen, and get blessing while I'm out there mowing the grass. So that's a blessing. Boy, that's good music. I like that, amen. Nothing wrong with singing. Nothing wrong with music. Music's good, good for our hearts, good for our souls, and the right kind of music. So that's a blessing. Are one of y'all going to be out there during the break here? Okay, you want to slip on out there? Somebody, one of you, don't matter. Look, go by and these are down home folks. They love to visit with you and fellowship with you. So go by and shake their hand and welcome them into the service today. We're glad that they're here and part of. They'll sing for us What do you think, Brother Steve? Maybe a couple in this next, maybe two, and then two before I preach. Is that too many? Four in the morning service, and then whatever we want to do in the afternoon service, and he'll preach a little bit. He'll put the guitar away and preach during the afternoon service, all right? And we'll have a good time. We've got a lot of good music today, and I love it when people minister through their music. I love that. I just love it, so that's wonderful.